your license, suspending your passport. Brothers who are barbers or welders, they suspending their professional license. They're doing so many other things that it's just horrendous. But ultimately, I want to say that, but I want to say thanks to Yvette Lewis, thanks to the NAACP, and thanks to everything that she's doing for the Tampa Bay community. I really want to say thank you.
Absolutely. Get your flowers
that.
Now.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Hey, listen, we got to take a break and go to NPR. This has been the Sunday Forum here on WMNF Tampa.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden has signed a $1.2 trillion government funding bill that will keep federal agencies running through September. The bill, approved at the 11th hour by the U.S. Senate early Saturday morning, expands access to child care, invests in cancer research, and provides some resources to the southern border. But as NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, the president noted that lawmakers left major agenda items on the table, including foreign aid and other border issues.
In a statement, President Biden acknowledged that the funding bill was a compromise and neither Democrats nor Republicans got everything they wanted. But Biden called on Congress to do more. He said the House needed to pass the national security bill that would provide more funding to Ukraine and its war against Russia. And he called on Congress to pass the bipartisan border bill, which failed last month.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. Russia is observing a national day of mourning 2 days after a terrorist attack on a concert hall on the outskirts of Moscow. An informal service was conducted outside the Moscow area's Crocus City Concert Hall, where a makeshift memorial drew people. Many people left flowers. More than 130 people died, more than 150 injured when gunmen burst into the big venue. Rescuers are still scouring the scene and people are still missing. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that 11 suspects had been apprehended, including 4 people believed to have participated in the attack. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more.
Across the country, all entertainment and sports events have been cancelled. On Russian TV, announcers are wearing black. And there's one particular street in Moscow, it's about a mile from the Kremlin, where they have some of the biggest video screens. All the video screens are showing this dramatic image of a single candle burning and the word Skarbim, we mourn.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. The man expected to be the next prime minister of Ireland is due to be announced as the new leader of his own political party later today, unless other candidates come forward. As Robbie Griffiths reports, he is very likely to become the youngest prime minister in his country's history.
Leo Varadkar surprised many this past week when he announced his resignation as prime minister, shortly after a visit to the United States. Varadkar had been in power for most of the last 7 years, and his centre-right party, Fine Gael, remains the biggest party in a coalition government. That means the 37-year-old Simon Harris, who is currently Ireland's Minister for Education, and so far the only person who has put themselves forward to replace Varadkar, will become the party's leader, and the next Prime Minister. Ireland is due to hold local elections in June, and a general election before the end of March next year. Robbie Griffiths, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. The Sundance Institute says its CEO, Joanna Vicente, is stepping down. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports Vicente's decision comes just 2.5 years since she took the job, one of the most prominent and independent cinema.
In a statement issued by the Sundance Institute on Friday, Joanna Vicente didn't give a specific reason for her departure. Vicente joined Sundance in November 2021. She previously headed up the Toronto International Film Festival and also has a long track record as a movie producer. During her tenure, Vicente helped bring the world-renowned Sundance Film Festival back as an in-person event after 2 years of pandemic shutdowns. She expanded the festival internationally and created more support for filmmakers from underrepresented communities. But keeping Sundance afloat has been challenging. The Institute laid off 6% of its staff last summer. Sundance's Board of Trustees said it has appointed board member Amanda Kelso as acting CEO, starting next month. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
In Atlanta, the prosecution against former President Donald Trump goes on, says Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. She's leading a team of prosecutors in the election interference case. Willis was the focus of weeks of proceedings over her romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired. That prosecutor is no longer part of the team. And as for the case, Willis says it's still on. Quote, the train is still coming. Defense attorneys continue to press claims about her handling of a sprawling prosecution against the former president. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include PBS with The Cancer Detectives, American Experience with the little-known story of the early war on cancer, premiering Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on PBS, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
You're in the groove on 88.5 WMNF.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only DJ Spaceship reminding you that every Monday morning, that's right, every Monday morning on WMNF from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., tune in as me and my co-pilot Nate Dogg give you the music you love, the topics to get you talking, and the motivation to get you out your bed to start your week off right.
This is Lila with a WMNF community announcement. Did you know that nearly 200,000 women will be living in shelters this Mother's Day? This is why Two Men in a Truck created Movers for Moms. In partnership with Community Radio, essential items will be collected at WMNF Studio from now until the week of May 6th to be given to moms living in shelters for Mother's Day. Clothing, shampoo, pillows, slippers. Anything goes a long way in making moms feel special. To find drop-off locations in your area or get involved, visit WMNF.org under Community Events. Thanks.
You are tuned to the Sunday Forum here on WMNF Radio 88.5 FM in Tampa. And you can write us, DJ at WMNF.org.
Welcome back.
All right. WMNF 88.5 Tampa. This is the Sunday Forum. It's seven minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. This beautiful Sunday morning, any Sunday morning, this side of 6 feet, I always say, is a great Sunday morning. You understand what I'm saying? That gives you time. That means the Lord is giving you one more day to get it right. So let's work to get it right, folks. Let's work to get it right. Hey, this is your host, Walter L. Smith II, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, along with the members of the 4th Estate crew, Miss Annie and Mr. Petro Mabili on the ones and twos. We are in the house this morning with none other than the president of the Hillsborough County branch of the NAACP, Miss Yvette Lewis. How you doing?
I am wonderful. And let me say this here. It's all about respect. It's the NAACP.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't look at NAACP.
I apologize. Let me say it. I will say it. The NAA, the Hillsborough County branch of the NAACP.
Gotcha. Respect all president, the letters.
President.
Okay.
Event. Lewis. Yvette, let me tell you something. You know, I can actually say I remember when. Mm-hmm. Right? Yvette, for those of you who don't know, Yvette and I go back a long way. We go back a long way. And there are days where I remember Yvette coming to my dad's house or to my mom's house. Either way, one way or another, I would be at either one of those houses. And there was Yvette, right? Talking politics, talking planning, talking about how people get on her nerves. and how, you know, how things just weren't going quite right. And the entire time, you know, I believe in destiny, yes. I believe in God's hand moving things, you know. And the entire time, he's moving things around. So for such a time as this, this lady has, you know, I watched other iterations of the NAACP, excuse me. And with that, they have been powerful. We stand on the shoulders of giants. Yeah. We stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, I just came back from speaking at FAMU this past week. And it brought me to tears because, you know, as many of you may know, my father was the seventh president of FAMU and has passed. But it's the first time I've actually been back home to actually speak to the student body. Mm. The outgoing president was there, and there were a lot of big names, people like that. But the thing about it is that we're moved to do things and to influence people in so many different ways, right? And we never know who's watching. So after it's over with, I didn't realize how many people, I mean, students were actually found what I was saying to be somehow profound to them, right? And I listened to the different ways it was profound to them. And man, let me tell you, when I stepped off the stage, I got mobbed. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, you know, this is interesting to hear those different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember sitting at Jackson's. I remember sitting, remember that? Mm-hmm. We were sitting at Jackson's one day. We had just come back from, I think it was a city council meeting, actually, that particular day. And is my mic still on? Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay. We were at Jackson's. There it is. Okay, now I can hear it. And as we're sitting in Jackson's, we're talking about the future. Right? Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? And then she steps out, president of the NAACP. Wow. You know? And it's made such an impact at a critical time. Mm-hmm. And you asked for it. You so asked for it, and you got it, and you did it. You've done a tremendous job. You know, people can say whatever the hell they want to say. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get that. But, man, you've done a tremendous job putting all the pieces together for the time that we're in right now, moving things forward the way things need to be moved, and now we're in a situation where it's critical mass.
Yes.
We're in a critical mass time. We have a Florida legislature that's not friendly. Mm-hmm. We have a governor who is not friendly. Really doesn't have much common sense, truthfully. But, you know, you've been able to navigate those waters. Mm-hmm. Right? How do we, people are watching, and people are asking the question, how do we do it? How do we navigate the waters that we're faced with now, the situations that we're faced with now, with energy, let's just say, like we were talking about before, we were talking about the energy burden issue, right? People not being able to pay electric bills, right? People's kids being taken out of the home because they haven't been able to pay electric bills. People being evicted because they haven't been able to pay electric bills. Yet we have, you just said it. You were just talking about don't let people come in and give you something. You know, don't pay attention to the shiny things, mm-hmm. right? You know, TECO has not done well by us, right? And so here we are in situations now where they're going back for another rate hike. Just as an example, for another rate increase.
Mm-hmm.
And the public safety, the public service council commission is going to consider this. 3 to 8 months from April 2nd, literally, you have to reconsider this. And the biggest impact is going to be on our community. Always is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that? How are we going to face that?
So, again, this goes back to thinking beyond the words that's on the paper that's presenting to them and what you see. So, if you're asking for this, then they can come back and hit you with that. Okay, let's take this. This is a great example. We marched in the streets for Fight for 15. We wanted $15. Okay. Walmart, remember when Walmart caved, Burger King caved, McDonald's caved? They said, we're going to do it. But guess what? Guess what they did?
Change prices.
They put an automated service.
Come on, there you go.
Yeah. They put in automated services where you go to Walmart yourself, check your own self out, bag your own groceries, and you don't get not one percentage off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they paying the people, but they fired a lot of people. A lot of people lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm that type of person. I am that president that if I go to Walmart, I refuse to go to a self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to go to anybody's self-checkout
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going to pay my money and work at the store, too. I don't get none of their benefits. I'm not doing it. So I will literally leave the stuff there and walk away. That's how passionate I am about that. So when you go to Tico.
So you go to the actual checkout.
Yeah.
Not no self-checkout.
Uh-uh.
I hate self-checkout, right?
Yeah.
For that very reason.
I'll stand in line.
Yeah.
I'll stand in line and read my phone, read my scriptures, read everything.
Yeah.
Read a book. I'll stand in line before I go to a self-checkout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now let's go to Tico. When you're asking them for more energy efficiency, more into this here, you gotta be specific in your ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you asking from them for this, and they say, all right, well, guess what? We're gonna go ahead and get it. But then we're gonna come in on the back end.
And increase this other part.
And increase it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask for more efficiency, then you say, but wait, we don't want the people to have to compensate for getting more efficiency energy. You didn't ask that. So you got to pay attention to what they're saying and what they do. This goes back to the brother that called right before the break. And thank you for those words of encouragement, because I'm always in a battle out here. When it comes to child support, when it comes to your driving license being restricted because of petty small stuff,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, last week, when the state attorney's office came and talked, we learned more about the pretrial detention. Mm-hmm. We learned about no bond for our people. And we learned about high bonds. See, those are all the things.
Horrible, man.
That they do to keep us down.
Right. Right.
They say, we're going to let y'all come up and eat.
Mm.
But guess what? We still got our foot on your neck. Because if you slip, we got you.
Right.
So if you take out the majority of the people who owe child support, if you take out people that don't have a driving license, and if you put them, lock them up in jail, okay, and don't give them no bond, then those people, chances are, mostly are the breadwinners of their family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So guess what? I done took out the breadwinner of the family, so now the family's struggling. The family don't know where to go. They being evicted. All of this stuff here. See, it's designed.
It is.
So you have to look at every component. when you go to strike and you go out there?
When we mm-hmm. went into, we did the and we have some callers on the line. We're going to get to you in just a second, callers. This is extremely important.
So I believe the system is designed on purposely to keep you down.
Right.
Okay. Right. Again, they set us free as slavers because they let us free. But they didn't give us no opportunity. Mm-mm. So now we're fighting for opportunity. We get opportunity, but then they still moving the goalposts. Mm-hmm. They told us the only way that we're going to get out of our situation back then is we got to have an education. We get it. We go get an education. Now they taking that away from mm-hmm. us. Okay?
That's correct.
Then black boys and girls, and they realize, all right, I got to get a ball in my hand to get a scholarship. And now look what you're doing. You are taking advantage of people who have that. So they see that you're getting ahead. So every time black folks tend to take two steps ahead, they say we have arrived. They get relaxed. They get comfortable because they're leaving that job, going home to a nice house and riding in a beautiful car. And I got a job with a title. But you still black.
All day, every day.
And it will remind you.
In the mirror, you still black.
And it will finally remind you.
And so, therefore, you still under attack whether you realize it or not. You got to go behind and see. So the question is, can black folks survive without football, basketball, or baseball? Can we survive? Let's figure out a way to take our own children to school. Because, see, when the Civil Rights Movement, when let's talk about this, when Rosa Parks sat down, black folks got creative in getting other people to work.
Right.
And how to do that.
Right.
But, see, we are so comfortable that it makes us sit there and say, oh, Lord Jesus, how are we going to do this and how are we going to do that? Okay. We can sit and pray about it, but faith without works is dead.
Come on. There you go. Mm-hmm. Faith without works is dead, and you have to understand exactly what that means. You have to understand. You can pray for all these things, but if you put no action towards it, it's a moot point.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so very true. I want to go back to something that you said after we go ahead and get these callers, because they've been waiting for a while, Walter.
All right. Caller?
Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, I thought you was finna say something. I was waiting on.
I am. Well, I'm waiting. I wanted to hear what your thoughts were.
Let's go, Ron. What's going on, baby?
Walter took you right out, didn't he? I'm just messing with y'all. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. What we got to do is come together. I know what the solution is. And couldn't we play and do it all we did it before? If history repeats itself, what has happened is we've allowed that image to seep in, which they put into us. I've been saying it for over 20 years. The slaves and the slave master mentality is wrote in laws and books, and they use that against you and us, and we as ourselves adopt that. How do you say it? We defer to it. I mean, we don't really adopt it because we want to. It's just so much placed on us, we don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. You want the nice things. You want this and that. You want to do that. But behind the scenes, they're trying to chop your neck off and anybody else they bring in this country. Yes. They call a minority. They just not seeing it up front. It's something they maliciously have done by creating codes and everything else. And I just wanted to show something this morning to that. And before I do that, I just wanted to say I give my ups to all the women and females because it's a hard life out here for a man. I didn't say good morning. I wanted to say grand rising because the son of man came from a woman. See? The son of man whom you all want to jump. That's why they put Mary up there, but then they try to destroy her. And then it's just too much behind that. I ain't even going to go into that. But we should all be coming together besides what our genitalias are. We should be working for something for better for our children, for our community, and for our prosperity. That's the message. That message has got diluted, convoluted, and everything else because people just see I or not nothing on you, we. You know, they'll take two people, a group. They'll do anything except for us to get this together like it's supposed to be because I think we're in a bad place here. And I explain that briefly. It is a war finna go on by oil and gas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2030, no more gas gonna be made, vehicles. All this stuff that run off gas, they're gonna shut it down. okay, me and a young brother were talking about this the other day. He remember when regular, they did it with regular. I said, they're going to do it. But look at this. You got a guy getting ready to come in office. That ain't going to happen. So they're going to spend a lot of money trying to act like they're fighting that.
Well, you know what, Ron? And I'm going to tell you, Ron, quite honestly, what I was alluding to when I was speaking with Madam President just now was what's called an omnibus bill. And we discussed this before. It's important for everybody to understand how the omnibus bill works. And what you're describing actually is a dirty type of legislative practice. And that is like it's like a Trojan horse, right? Or a bomb. It's like a bomb. You have this one bill where they're trying to push oil and gas lines that they have to be put through the state of Florida in various areas. And you know what neighborhoods they're going to put them in, right?
Yep.
Right? Okay. So that being the case, that's what they're trying to push through with that and take away home rule so that they cannot make any restrictions regarding where those lines will go, nor anywhere any storage will go. And they're going to end up rolling back, just like it did under the other administration, roll back oversight so that any spills and things like that, there's no punishment for that. But we end up having to pay the piper for that, man. We end up paying for that. Just like we were just talking about just now. We spoke with these folks about this type of thing. We've pointed out the fact that, and they've been jumped on about the issue, about how they're creating this energy and getting it through to us, and how we get screwed in the end, on the back end of it. And it's detestable, man. It's horrible.
I have to step in and say something. You see me shaking my head, you see me holding my hand, okay? Because I can only take but so much. Okay? How you doing? Good morning, Ron. So let me say something. We do have a choice. Okay, when you say we don't have a choice, I have to disagree because we do have a choice. Mm-hmm. I do understand what you're saying on Walter in regards to how they have a monopoly, because TECO does have a monopoly mm-hmm. on it, mm-hmm. on the energy and everything. Yep. But we have got to, as much as we're fighting for the things that we say we deserve and that we want and so forth, you still have to take self-accountability. You have to, and I'm saying this because I mean it extremely from my heart. As I say always, I never speak of nothing that I have not already experienced or gone through myself, and I love learning every day. But I will say education without application is a moot point. Mm-hmm. You cannot take all this information and all these resources and still don't do anything. That makes no sense to me. That is not progress.
That's right.
So I say that to say I listen and I absorb and I'm like, yes, and I feel, because I'm telling you, I'm from New York. I have been on public assistance. I was a teenage parent and everything. I have utilized those resources. I utilized welfare. I utilized Section 8. I utilized everything that was in my path to do to keep going and moving forward. So when I say I see single mothers and young girls struggling, I see it. And I acknowledge and I say to them, this is not the end of your story. This is a journey. It is a journey. Mm-hmm. And it is an ongoing journey. As I said before, when we fight, it is an ongoing fight. This is not anything new that we're going through right now. Our ancestors fought for us on a whole nother level. And now it's our turn. And hopefully we'll pass it on to the next generation that they will realize what's going on. Because right now, this generation that we have is sad. They don't realize everything that's being taken from them. They don't realize what's being stripped from them. They think this technology, this AI, and so on and so forth, you are literally allowing them to eliminate your identity. It gets to me, okay? It gets to me. So, go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
Before you go on, Walter, what you were saying was very true, and that's what I was alluding to in my next sentence, is that, you know, that pipeline stuff was some old legislation. I mean, back in the 90s and 80s. So that's what I'm saying. So it's catching up. But at the same time, they're trying to roll it back or just flick it off if they can. That's what the new administration is trying to do with the new energy stuff. So it's a conflict there, and that's why I said a war. And it could be literally a physical thing, is what I'm looking at, because you got these cowboys want to do what they want to do. And that's what I'm not saying there's nothing we could do, but they have the ball in their hands, and they usually fumble it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
They didn't learn how to not fumble. That's why we got the running back, this majority. So, and it's just a political pun with them because the young lady put it eloquently, the words are tricky. It's called trichnology. Look it up for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It's something the Islamics used to come over here and say they was going to free black people from the trichnology. That's what they use on us. It's simple. That's why they don't mess with that system. The Islamic people come over here. They make their own schools. They make their own restaurants. They have all their stuff like we should be doing. That's my point. And that's how they get away from them, because they don't have to listen to that mess. See, they start telling you lies through the words. I deny you because I want to, really, but let me write it up like it's this. And I just wanted to say that because this just happened, and I figured it out. I want to pass this on to the community. When they had this insurance crisis, what it really is about is taking your property. Everybody knew that, but I just found out they deny you insurance in Florida, so your insurance, your mortgager will force insurance on you, which is the worst insurance you can have.
What they do is
they sell your insurance. I mean, they purchase you some insurance out of the state, which you can't do. And I asked them, I said, how you can purchase it, but I can't. I said, this sounds like a scam.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we up against, man. This kind of technology, machinations of all types on all levels to divide us and beat us down and conquer us and roll over us with them AIs when they get ready. That's all I can see, and that's all I can say about it. Power to the people.
Amen.
Power to my people, man. Power to the people.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Aaron.
We got that power. People, we got that power.
Yeah.
Power's within the people. We got it.
Thank you, Ron.
Live and die by that. Live and die by my people got the power. Always.
All right.
Thank you. We got another caller?
Yep.
Caller, you on the air?
Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Oh, hi, good morning. This is Vondra. I was just calling to give you support for your leadership. How you stand up for this community? This is a volunteer service. And I see the hard work that you do for this community. And I just want to say, sister, I love you. And I support you. That's it.
So you get your flowers.
That's
a beautiful thing. Your community appreciates
you. Well, thank you so much. And again, getting this journey starting with many things, and so the NAACP just lost a huge part of leadership, guidance, a trailblazer. You know, civil rights person, fighter all the way. And I have to say, you know, Mother Ann Porter, past president of the NAACP, was a strong fighter, and losing her is great sorrow to this branch and to myself. But, you know, she's looking down, and I know I got some big shoes I have to fill. And you know, she just say, you just keep going, and I'm going to keep going. So, so all of this here, Gail Williams, it was another true civil rights leader within the NAACP. Those are soldiers that I have gained a lot of my wisdom from and strength from to keep going, because when people don't want something to go on, when you're agitating them a little hard, when you're advocating hard, they tend to put distractors there. Mm-hmm. So, and I always say this when my mamaism comes. She say, baby, just look straight ahead.
That's it.
And let your work speak for itself. Don't look to the side. You just look straight ahead. And that's exactly what I'm going to do and keep doing. But I have to say, Sister Annie, let me tell you this here. You have to. What you said was also true. You know, these kids don't see, this generation don't see this here. You can do many things. Mm-hmm. and you can continue to do. And even when the odds are not there, you can still keep going. Because you have to look at it. See, they never felt the struggle.
They haven't. Mm-hmm.
And they take, and if you take their phone away, they can't figure it out.
They lost. They are lost.
Whoa.
Yeah. Remember when they don't know what to do. Yes.
So you're going to have, they're going to have to try to figure out where to go, how to go. And, you know, if you saw Shirley Chisholm,
mm-hmm.
what they said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, you bring your own chair.
Yeah, come on. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
You created right. yourself. Mm-hmm. And you, and then you, Per Harvey, I studied my history. You bam your fist on your on that table and say, give my people something.
Right.
Give me something to take back to my people. So these are some of the things that our people, our kids need to know and understand. But yeah, you're right. There are so many that's like that, that they feel like they don't know where to go, how to do it, or they just comfortable because I have my phone on, all of this here, and when my phone gets cut off, I just call my mama. And so there's so much out here that they can continue to lift themselves up to be a stepping stone out of that situation and grow even harder and better and better and better. So I just look at all of that.
Even with the Shirley Chisholm thing, I will say this. Like, right now, we're going on with this voting,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're trying to get these young people back involved again to know how important their vote is. The young lady who's now part of the Congress, to sit Congress, Senate of Congress, she started with Shirley Chisholm, and Shirley Chisholm asked her, well, did you vote? Are you registered to vote? Her words were, no, ma'am, because I don't think it's going to make a difference. That's still the mindset today with these young individuals.
Yeah.
They don't think it makes a difference, but it does. And Shirley Chisholm told her, but you don't understand. Your voice, it does make a difference. If you saying you want to be out here, you want to make a change, if you saying you want to see something done differently, if you saying you want to get from point A to point B, then it starts with your voice, and that is the vote. Get out there and be a part of the solution. Don't just keep complaining about something not being done. What are you doing to help to get to correct the situation?
So let's go to the ball.
Yes.
If your child play baseball, football at the park, That part, the way it's designed, the way it looks, it all goes back to county or city
mm-hmm.
votes on whether you get the resources there or not. So let's take it here. That college scholarship that you're asking for, now they're slowly trying to chip away at those college slots.
Yes, they are.
So it all goes back to that vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Bottom line, if you think your vote didn't count, then why are they in the back room spending all of these hours trying to take your vote?
Trying to stop you from doing it, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
If it wasn't important, they can care less.
That's right.
But let me tell you this. Going to get that long, beautiful hair, they can care less.
They can care less.
Getting your nails done, they can care less. So they ain't trying to stop that. But things that really matter, that they are. Let me tell you, we had our AXO competition yesterday at Middleton, and thank you, Mr. Scurry, AP, for stepping in and being there with us all day. Our chair, Lynette Judge, and her team, Kiwana Williams, Bruce Williams, and Otis Kitchen, and Miss Vivian Kitchen, they put on an immaculate thing. We had in the history, I don't think there's ever been a history of this many AXO kids competing. And it was 79 kids competing. And let me tell you, guess what school dominated it? You would think Blake or Middleton.
Say Blake, yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Tampa Bay Tech has a STEM program, and they brought the students out by carloads.
That's awesome.
So those kids were amazing at Tampa Bay Tech. So I forgot the principal's name, but my rock. They rock. Yes, so I am so excited to see our kids, kids that look like us, the school staff jumping in, helping, working with these kids and doing all of this. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that we only go to scholarship. We only go to school on a scholarship of a ball. Mm-hmm. No, baby, we got talent. We got talent. And so if you want to go on the mindset of yours that black folks benefited from slavery, all right, then give me my piece.
That's it.
Give me my 40 acres and a mule that you promised me. Because if you saying foolishness like that, give me my piece.
And STEM program is very important. Yeah,
it is.
I taught when that was my first teaching job here in Hillsborough County.
Well, I do want to really. Yeah. Tampa Bay Tech principal's name is Ernestine Woody Bethune. Seems like an important name to remember.
Right.
I knew it was a sister, and I got a chance to meet her.
It was just
beautiful, and it is. And so, and that just warms my heart that we are doing this thing, and that's it. So my thing is, people have got to get involved.
Yes.
Let me tell you this here. The creed of the NAACP says it all. It says it all. And this is what I do. This is what I live by. And then let me tell you, the largest and the oldest, the baddest and the boldest, the most loved, the most hated, the most feared, the most revered, the most cussed and discussed civil rights organization there is. This is what I'm proud of. And so it's a beautiful thing. And let me tell you, people say,
I thought you were about to talk about Omega Sci-Fi for a moment.
You got your colors, wrong colors, okay? But the membership, it's not all of that they can't afford it. The membership is only $30 a year.
Mm.
So there's so much that comes with that, and it comes with that power. But one thing is, I'm so humbled that I don't let this power overpower me or become me. Because at the end of the day,
come on,
I'm going to tell you this here, and everybody will know what I'm getting ready to say. I'm Ella Mae's baby girl, child of God.
Let me tell you something. I appreciate you, Missy Faye. When you said earlier, you stated that some people you have to say to them, don't take it personal. I understand it because you have that strong voice. Mm-hmm. I have one as well. And it's like, I'll laugh and joke with you all day, but please trust everything I'm saying to you, I mean from my heart, okay?
To be clear.
I stand 10 toes down on everything that I say. I'm grounded and founded in the word of God. Please believe that. So I'm not going to tell you nothing wrong. I'm not going to tell you nothing that's going to hurt you or harm you. And I'm definitely not going to tell you nothing I have not been able to experience myself. If I don't know, I will direct you to some place that does. But I say this because I've had employers say the same thing to me. Miss Eddie, you're just so strong. I can't talk to you like this because, see, that's being dishonest to myself and you, and I'm not going to do that. Now, my shirt says I'm not bossy. I just got better ideas, okay? That's it. I appreciate you. Yes.
I've seen a slap people around.
We don't do God walks right now. We got another call on the air.
I seen a dude with my own two eyes. All right.
We're going to take another call. Go ahead, call you on the air.
Welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Hey, good morning. This is Dre.
Hey, now, how you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there, loving the conversation. I just want to say, beware. STEM is great. And the thing is, other institutions, when we're thinking about STEM, we're not thinking about other institutions, okay? And one thing that stands out to me is now, I don't even remember, two or three years ago, there was a report that major corporations are actually afraid for the intelligence of the U.S. general populace and the world, for that matter, because we're becoming too technologically, I paraphrase, too technologically independent. Now, when we have STEM, that's great. But if housing is problematic, if mental health is problematic, and a lot of these other things are problematic, these other institutions, y'all know the list better than I do, then are corrupted, let me put it like that, if they're corrupted, then STEM could be helpful to a handful of people. Okay. The thing about this is when you have Etsy, Facebook Marketplace, you have all these opportunities for people to capitalize on this knowledge, whether they get it from STEM, whether they get it from Unc, who is a carpenter, Aunt, who is an auto mechanic, and all that stuff. If that's not understood well enough by not just the youth, but everybody, mm-hmm. that stuff is helpful, saves you money, okay, then, yeah, they're going to think about some of the entertainment avenues that are out there more so. And I've seen it for a very long time here in Tampa all my life. I was one of them, as a matter of fact. And I kind of backed off on it. I mean, like a lot. Now, I just wanted to say that because technologically, people could basically build their own automobiles in their garage if they wanted to now, because technology has been reduced. It's like why cars from the 80s, 70s, and back are easy to maintenance compared to what we have now. There's even a point now, I just saw it, China is trying to make a van that runs, and I've talked with Walt about this a few times on air. Yeah. It's called methanol. That thing can run off methanol, what they say, it can run off methanol, but the rest of the car is all electronic. You don't have a lot of the hardware components known to the common U.S. automobile. It's more electronic driven now.
Are you referring to ethanol as opposed to methanol? You mean ethanol?
No, methanol.
Methanol. Okay, so you are referring to methanol. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's a lot more powerful.
No. Methanol is not powerful. Let me tell you about methanol. It's the sad truth about it. You can take all your shrubs, all your leaves, all your pollen.
The compost.
Some compost. Mm-hmm. Turn them into pellets and distill it like somebody was making some, you know, some moonshine and put it in your tank.
Mm.
When it comes to methanol, we could be running lawnmowers, riders, weed whackers, leaf blowers, all this stuff. It could be collected from every median and sidewalk in the county and then used with some battery power, the old school way. You just have to keep filling up because it's powerful, but it runs out fast. That's the unfortunate part about
it.
Now with these batteries, which they're going from, well, they're not necessarily going from, they're working on new battery technology. They're not just talking about lithium out there. They're talking about aluminum. They're talking about some other items on the periodic table that'd be helpful to get away from those explosions. But they want to wow us with a lot of these Android clusters in our dash.
Yeah.
But the point of it is, it's to
just the shiny things, man. That's what it is. It's just the shiny stuff is what it is, man. And it gets everybody. Listen, we got to go to our next calls. We appreciate your call, though, always, brother. Thank you so much.
Before we get to the next caller, Walter, because we only have like 13 minutes left. Yep. I want Sister Yvette, if you can recap the event that's going to be taking place on April 13th.
Yes. So we are having a health expo and community Olympics, and our theme is Thriving Together, Health Matters. So it's April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The address is 5101 North 40th Street. And that's Tampa 33610. We're going to have some workshops. Workshops will consist of healthy eating and nutrition, mental health awareness, diabetes, financial services. We're going to have yoga and stretching. We're going to have someone talking about transplant and organ donor, health screenings, aging and adult services from the county will be there, hurricane awareness and preparedness from the county and the city. We're going to do gun safety. They're passing out gun locks from TPD. We're going to have Dr. Sneed come talk about the importance of vaccinations. We got Tampa Fire Department. They are doing a CPR class. We have the Epilepsy Foundation talking about epilepsy. Temple General is going to be talking about smoking cessation without the Alzheimer's Association. And we got children and adult dental screening, and there's more. And please, please don't forget the mammogram. If you need a free mammogram, please contact the office, give us your name, and we'll take your information, and we can sign you up for the mammogram bus that is coming out. We have the blood bus coming out. All of this is free information. If you want to participate in one of our categories, trike, basketball, swimming, kickball, tug of war, and our line dance contest. Yes. So if you want to do that,
I'm going to do a line dance.
And you know what? The fun thing is that we have an award ceremony, so we get to give out a gold medal, a bronze, and silver. So you get to go home with bragging rights and that. And we have a kid zone. So if you want to come out and you was like, I don't know who's going to watch my kid, come. We have beautiful games, wonderful games with the kids. We have the Charmettes that are coming out, all the sororities and the fraternities that are going to be there and teaching and helping. This is a community event.
That's it.
And we are asking everyone to come educate yourself, know what's going on, be a part of it.
What's the website?
I was just going to say, you can go to our website, naacphillsboro.org.
Yes, please don't say NAACP.
Yes.
Follow us on social media. We're on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram. And we also have some YouTube videos out there as well. So come on out. This is free to the community. It's for everyone. And be a part. And you know what? If you come out that day and you join, pay your $30, we got some really nice giveaways that we're giving out to the community as well. So definitely come on out.
Thank you again, Sister Yvette, for joining us here today. Before Walter closes out, I do want to say we had a lot of topics that we discussed today on disparaging what they're doing to our community. And as I stated before, we do have a choice. You do have a choice and you have a voice. And it can be heard by making yourself known, showing up at the community events, showing up, you know, at your council meetings, voting, all of that's there. And we can speak about how they also disparage us with the housing, because if you're a black homeowner, believe me, the value of your house is they've made it less than the value of your neighbor who's white. Mm-hmm. So we can discuss that next week because we'll have more time. So go ahead, Walter, take it away before we close out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, here we go. See, I can't stand talking to him sometimes. So,
thank you to my sister Yvette for coming in. Thank you so much for the State Crew for your research and coming in this weekend. We are running out of time, but I want to make certain that we are clear, mm-hmm, that this is not the time to let up.
That's right.
Yes.
This is not the time to get down.
I love it.
This is the time to get up, get out.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. Stay very woke. And get to moving, baby. Get to moving. You know, it's very important. You know, when I was in Tallahassee, one of the things I pointed out to the students was this. Every generation, for whatever reason, as they're coming along, these new generations feel as though there's not a battle for them to fight. Mm-hmm. We thought that our battle was going to be less than, but we thought our battle was going to be less than what our parents' battle was. And then things were getting better. And then we were reminded that we're still black.
Still black.
Still
black.
Still got these problems. That's right. Our children are reminded again that they're still
black.
Yep. And they recognize that they have some issues that got to be dealt with. These people continue to remind us that we're black.
Say it, Walter.
You understand? And they continue to remind us that we have a battle.
An ongoing battle.
And it is yet to be won. Folks, let me tell you, come join us each and every Sunday for the Sunday Forum. going out to the NAACP. Join the NAACP. The NAACP. Don't beat me after you told me, all right? Join the NAACP. Join the Urban League. Join it all. We need you on the front lines.
If your anger has to be a motivator, let your anger be a motivator to make a change. Because think about it. Your ancestors was hung. They was whipped. They was beaten. You know, just for standing up to fight what was just a basic life necessity, just to live freely. Okay, so imagine that. So if you need that to be a motivator for you to stand up and stand 10 toes down to do something, then do that. Because they fought for you to have that freedom. They fought for you to have that phone you're walking around and that AI that you think is so special and everything that they going on about. All of that, they fought for us to have these freedoms that we're not taking advantage of the way we need to be. We're not utilizing all these resources that are available to us, and we're not taking back what was taken from us.
Now, let me tell you something. When I was at FAMU, College of Engineering, when we look at those, brother was bringing up the issue of the energy, the new energy cards, things like that. We made those cards. We made them for contests, just for fun. And this guy now has them on the road for $45,000+ a car. You know what I'm saying? We have people over in Africa right now, brothers and sisters over in Africa, that we can be doing business with right now. That have made cars over and over again. That we could be doing business with right now. They have mining. They have textiles. They have all the natural goods that we can do. We don't have to take these 10% deals and all this stuff from our different cities and federal governments. No. Just like the Jews, just like the Chinese, just like the Japanese, and everybody else does business with their countries, we can do business with our motherland.
That is correct.
That's right. And we
There's
need to
nothing stopping us.
With each other. Yes. We need to start
except for
with
us.
Each other.
There's nothing stopping us except for us.
So, Walter, let's see. At the NAACP, we educate, we advocate.
That's it.
And we agitate.
We agitate.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to add the last one. We litigate.
Ooh. Hey, come on Ooh. Now.
This is power.
Okay. Ooh. The NAACP. That has been a message from the NAACP right here on Sunday Forum by your president, Yvette Lewis. Hey, listen, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Sunday Forum. Join us again next weekend for another episode of the Sunday Forum.
That's right.
Get your questions ready. Get on the hot seat and get ready to get it, baby, because we bring it to you again in your ear hole. Hey, listen, as always, from my voice to the radio waves to the hearts and the minds of each and every one of you, we love you.
Blessings
and
there's
our
prosperity.
Thing you can do about it here on the Sunday Forum. Peace to everybody out there.
Thank you.
Host Martin Hootenanny is coming your way next here on WMNF Tampa.
WMNF now and into the future by donating gifts of stock, real estate, retirement assets, or a life insurance policy. It's easy to leave a legacy of love. Just call Ian at 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org/plantgiving to get started today.
Values. This is WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. your news, your views, your values. This is WMNF Tampa 88.5 FM.